This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I asked a question on the Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550, really, which I thought of because of Matt Milano. And I'm thinking about, boy, Matt Milano, he's going to have 9 years with the Bills when next year is done. He's a really big, important part of their success since he came aboard in 2017. Think about that draft class. Trey White, Matt Milano, Deion Dawkins. That year they signed Micah Hyde. They signed Jordan Poyer. That was the year before they got Josh Allen. So I asked a question that got a lot of really interesting responses, and I'm interested in your response, Matt. And the way I phrased it is this. Other than Josh Allen, if you take all the players that started their Bills career at 2017 or later, they could have been in 2018, 19, or even a rookie last year. It doesn't matter. Could not have played for the team for 2017. Rank the top five that have been most instrumental to their success other than Josh. And I got some really, really interesting answers and some that I did not expect to be on the list.
Okay. So I would imagine the no-brainers that everybody said are Deion Dawkins, right? He was probably on everybody's list.
Nope. He is definitely off some people's list. He was not in the top five on some, which I think is absurd, but there are some people that did not have him on the list. Most did.
Okay. So I think Deion Dawkins might be two. And I think the guy we were just talking about, Stephon Diggs.
He was mostly number one, Stephon Diggs, yes.
Absolutely. Those are the two names I immediately thought of. After that, Poyer and Hyde, I feel like, go hand in hand.
Some people said I'm going to cheat and put them together. I said, that's fine. But if you had to pick one or the other, I'd say Micah. But I could see Jordan, too.
Yeah, I would say both. Okay, so I'll go. My list will be Stephon Diggs 1, Deion Dawkins 2, Micah Hyde 3, Jordan Poyer 4. Then I get to the fifth spot, and that's where it gets tricky to me because there's a lot of names. Oh, you know what? Actually, no. I'm going to go Stephon Diggs 1, Deion Dawkins 2, Taron Johnson 3.
I like that.
And then I'll go Micah Hyde 4, Jordan Poyer 5.
I like your list. It's hard for me to keep Matt Milano off. And I understand he's had injuries lately, but I think what Matt Milano did for that linebacker spot since 2017 really has been incredible. And to me, as great as Micah and Jordan have been together, I do want to separate because I think one of them, you could say, has been like they've so good together. There's no doubt about it. But I think that, like, I don't know how to describe this. I guess maybe, you know, put them together. They are better than, you know, it's almost like 1 + 1 = 3 with those guys. I'm going to agree. I don't know if I'd put Deion number two. I think we put Taron number two. Okay. But Stephon Diggs, Taron Johnson, Deion Dawkins. I think Micah and then Matt Milano number five. But I think Jordan's right there. And I think it's a really here's what I was surprised at. I got a lot of people who responded, two guys I did not expect, Mitch Morse and Cole Beasley. And the Cole Beasley one was because of what he did to help elevate Josh like Stefan.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I'm having a hard time leaving Tre'Davious off the list.
Was on a bunch of lists.
I mean, it's tough because his fall off happened fast with the injuries.
Yeah.
But from 2017 to 2021, we're talking elite player. Then the injuries happened. Same thing with Milano. I think the Milano injuries are clouding my judgment a little bit. There's so many answers. There's so many different ways you could go with this too. Like another name that I'm sure a couple people had on their list, like Dawson Knox deserves some love for just kind of what he has meant to the organization.
Joe DiBiase mentioned him when I brought it up to him today.
I know the production has not been there, but it's not a coincidence that they got good when Dawson Knox got here, right? Like he was drafted in 2019. They've made the playoffs every single year since Dawson Knox has been here as just a reliable tight end in some capacity.
I will tell you a couple other guys that were on the list of a couple lists, I should say, Terrell Bernard and Greg Rousseau. Even Von Miller made a list. I don't agree with that one, but those are a couple guys that made a couple people's lists. Had about 100 responses to this. It was very interesting.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else who we're missing.
Could you possibly, I'll give you a name that was on there, LeSean McCoy. Now, I don't agree, but he was a part of the team that broke the drought, and then he was there for one more year. How about Devin Singletary for 4 years at running back?
Yeah, Devin Singletary, I thought about for a second. The only reason I didn't was because Devin Singletary, even though he was always this team's lead back, he was never like the guy. There was always somebody running with him. There was always either a Zach Moss or a Frank Gore or somebody else there, even a James Cook there. So, yeah, no, Devin Singletary is a good name. I was trying to think about other people on the offensive line who we haven't talked about. Spencer Brown doesn't have the longevity yet, I would say. Mitch Morse is definitely a name that gets thrown in there. I'll tell you this. It was only 1 year, so it's certainly not on this list. But I was ready to – if the Bills won the Super Bowl – in the 13th second year, and I won't understand. Like, it's a big if. I think you could make the argument that Emmanuel Sanders was the most important free agent in Buffalo sports. Just what he did for that team, maybe not even just on the field, he completely changed the way that that guy, like that room operated and that entire team thought. I remember talking to him after they lost week one to the Steelers was like,
hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The most relaxed human being possible while everybody else is scrambling. Oh, my goodness, they're 0-1. Maybe they're not that good. Last year was a fluke. And he was just so – and another guy, too, Gabe Davis.
Well, I will tell you, somebody nominated Gabe simply for his playoff success and said, look, he was a good player, but think about the big catches he had in the playoffs that helped this team be successful.
They probably don't beat the Colts in the AFC championship year without Gabe Davis. They certainly, you know, I mean, they still, it's crazy because they still lost the game, but the four touchdown performance he had against the Chiefs in the 13 second game is just absolutely absurd. He made some really big catches for this team over the years.
No doubt. Couple people did dominate Christian Benford. I would say the longevity point matters here because he didn't really ascend until his third year, but he has been a starter for 3 years for the Buffalo Bills and, you know, a very integral part. But I think it just goes to show, too, how many really good players they've had over this time period. And that 2017 group, I mean, boy, those are some names, right? You talk about that class. That's Trey White. That's Matt Milano. That's Deion Dawkins. Then you add in Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, all in the same year as free agents. I mean, and you think about what they were able to do together. And I just think Ed Oliver was a name that brought up. I don't agree with that. But look, you just have a lot of guys that have been really instrumental there. So really good stuff. Check it out. Yeah, go ahead.
One of the biggest arguments, it's not an argument, but disagreements we've had since starting this podcast was about draft classes and my take that the 2018 draft class is the greatest. It's not. I understand 1985 is the Bills' greatest draft class of all time. But my point has always been, if they win one, it's not. It's 2018. If they win one with Josh
Allen. What did I say? Did I say it's not? I said 17?
No, you said 1985 with...
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the great, that is the greatest draft class right now, I think, in team history. But I think 18 is creeping up there for sure, because I mean, Josh now has an MVP, also elevates it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if they win a Super Bowl, the players on that team, because it's tough because now so many of them have left. But you still have Josh and you still have Taron Johnson, who are incredibly influential players in this organization. The other names in that draft class, Tremaine Edmonds, really good player. Harrison Phillips, really good player. Wyatt Teller, a really good player.
Yeah.
Saran Neal, who's still popping around the league in some capacity. I think he just got a new deal the other day. So, like, there's some dudes in that 2018 class.
Okay. I understand that you have a couple of, oh my gosh, you can't, because of every class going to have this, but I think 2022 is coming along pretty damn nice. Now, Kyrie Elam obviously throws it off because he was a first round bust, no doubt about it. Uh-huh. Then you had James Cook, Terrell Bernard, Khalil Shakir, Matt Ariza with what happened. He's now back in the league. Christian Benford and Baylen Spector.
Yeah, it's funny because you can't do this, but if you just took Benford in the first round and Kyrie in the second round, it would be an A++++. But that's not the way it works. So somehow their biggest whiff of a draft pick will also be one of their best drafts that they've had.
It's amazing. You're right about that.